Time for another edition of the Bouncing Around BCHS podcast on Q106 in the Section 618 app. Danny Zerwinski here in Maycember. Probably wondering what month is that. Well, that's a combination of May and December, because I think many of you out there listening to this would understand that there is so much going on in the world of school, sports, extracurriculars, and everything otherwise. It is hard to keep track of, very similar to the month of December. When you have concerts and sports and extracurriculars and school events and finals and early dismissals, you're swinging around to May and you got the same things. You got field trips, you got baccalaureates, you got awards nights, you got graduations, you got proms, you got the end of school, early dismissals. You have all of these items going on, and you throw in sports as well. And we congratulate the graduating classes of 2026 from Benton Middle School, who graduated on Friday, May 15th. And we also congratulate all the seniors from the class of 2026 from Benton High School, who graduated on Saturday, May 16th. They are now out and about. We wish them the best of luck in their future endeavors, as well as all graduates at all levels that are moving on to something different. We wish them the best of luck in their future endeavors. And we thank those educators out there for doing everything they do for students. And we also congratulate those in the education business who are wrapping up careers and getting ready to into retirement. Easy for somebody else to say. So, it is spring. It is time. It is crazy. It is time to get things rolling here. We've got graduation out of the way. Let's go through the state qualifiers. First off, Benton High School bass fishing. Congratulations to Fender Eli and TJ Hamilton. They are state qualifiers advancing out of the sectional last weekend. They will go to the bass fishing state tournament in June on Friday, June 5th and Saturday, June 6th at Lake Shelbyville. This will be the first time that Lake Shelbyville gets a chance to host the bass fishing competition for state for the IHSA, as it had been held every year at Carlisle Lake or Lake Carlisle. So that is a new move up to Lake Shelbyville. So we wish TJ Hamilton and Fender Eli the best of luck representing BCHS in the state bass fishing tournament. In track, the girls track team wrapped up the Muskuta Sectional back on Thursday, May 14th. They did not have anybody qualify for the state meet in Charleston, which is coming up this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, when we drop this podcast, which will be the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd up at Charleston. One standout, though, Olivia Moyers finished up all time in the top 10 in the 100, 8th overall, 200, 10th overall, and 5th in the 400 overall times for Benton High School. She joins the likes of Orly Webb Smith and Shutt as Moyers makes the fifth of those group of that group to have all their names in all three sprints, the 100, 200, and 400. The boys sectional team, boys team, track team will head to the Muskuta Sectional this week. And they'll run in the Muskuta Sectional this week. And then if anybody advances, they'll be at Charleston on the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of the final weekend in May, which is where it'll be at Charleston, of course. And that will be the state track meet. And then track will wrap up for the spring season. It has been crazy, and it has been a lot. But there's so much more here on the Bouncing Around BCHS podcast. We'll take a break and come back. And on the other side, we'll talk baseball and softball. Get you ready for postseason. You're listening to the Bouncing Around BCHS podcast.
No prep fees, no freight fees, no setup fees. That means no surprise $2,000 charges when you sign the paperwork. Only at Weeks Polaris in Benton. With over 50 years of combined experience, our team knows Polaris inside and out. Whether you need a side-by-side for work or play, our knowledgeable sales staff and certified technicians are here to help you find the perfect fit for your needs and your budget. Weeks Polaris, just 2 miles north of the square, or online anytime at weekspolaris.com.
Think about all that's important to you, your family, your possessions, your future. All it takes is one call to Country Financial Agent Trudy Wynn, and she'll be there to help you with insurance to protect what matters most and financial services to help you prepare for what's ahead. Best of all, Trudy takes the time to get to know you and find solutions that fit for your life and your budget. For coverage you need at a price you can afford, call Trudy Wynn, your local Country Financial Agent, at 618-435-8191.
Pate Funeral Home is proud to be a sponsor of the Benton Rangers and Rangerettes broadcasting, as well as the Pate Funeral Home Player of the Game and Ranger and Rangerette of the Week. We know that a diverse array of activities for students is a great way to learn skills to help them transition to college, adulthood, and a successful future. We're proud to support BCHS and the community, especially when life's biggest challenges arise. Find out more about our legacy at patefh.com. Pate Funeral Home, serving Southern Illinois since 1928.
Are you looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Kimmel Chaplin Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy in Benton. They deliver across Franklin County, including Cesar and Christopher, so your meds come to you. For immunizations to special orders, friendly service to unbeatable pricing, especially if you're uninsured, they've got you covered. They accept private insurance and Medicare Part D. They're proud supporters of our community and the Rangers. Stop by 315 North Main in Benton, Kimmel Chaplin Pharmacy, where care comes first.
Huntington is a locally owned community bank serving the people of Southern Illinois since 1919. At State Bank of Whittington, we offer our customers more effective and useful services like Kasasa checking, online banking and bill pay, drive up and ATM banking, and more. Whether you need a new car, a new home, or financial help with your business, just remember the folks at State Bank of Whittington, an equal housing lender and member of
the FDIC. Seconds making a play. Short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
Ask me, Melissa Walden, about Shelter's auto, home, and life options.
Denny Zawinski back for segment two of the May edition of the Bouncing Around BCHS podcast on Q106 and the Section 618 app. We'll head to the softball diamond. The Rangerettes have concluded their regular season. They will begin play in the Carmi Regional on Monday, May 18th. They finished the season 8-18 overall, 2-8 in conference play, good for fifth. They have been assigned to the Carmi Regional, where they will host Carmi Monday, May 18th at 4:30 at the Benton Community Park. Benton is the 8, Carmi is the 9. The winner of that game will play Mount Carmel on Tuesday afternoon in Carmi at 4:30. The other semifinal is number 5, ZRC versus number 4, Fairfield. Championship game slated for Friday, May 22nd at 4:30. But we'll remind you, the forecast looks extremely rainy Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week here in Southern Illinois. So we'll just have to see how this plays out weather-wise before we start penciling in. Again, you can keep track of everything weather and sports-related at WQRL and on our Facebook page. In the other half, in baseball, the Rangers are currently 11-16 overall. They did finish 3-7 in conference play, good for fourth. They still have another week in a regular season left. They have Carmi at home on the 18th, Vienna at home on the 20th, Johnston City at home on the 21st, and at Carbondale on Friday, May 22nd. They'll play that game at an unnormal 5 o'clock time, not 4:30, but 5 o'clock. Benton at Carbondale on Friday. The Rangers will wrap up the regular season. Now, of course, it's for girls' softball regionals. There's a lot of rainy weather scheduled Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. So we'll have to see how the schedules are adjusted, our plans. Benton is the 8th seed in the Carmi Regional. They will play Monday. Actually, they will not. Sorry. They will play on Thursday, May 28th. And they will be at Mount Carmel at 4:30. They're a 6th seed against a 3 seed. The other teams in that regional, Monday, May 25th at 4:30, number 10, Carmi, number 7, ZRC. And then the winner of that game will play on Wednesday, the 27th, versus Fairfield and Mount Carmel. And then all the winners will meet in a regional final on Saturday, May 30th at 11 a.m. again, this week of that I'm recording this podcast, which is the week of May 18th through the 23rd, the weather is not great. And if you look at the long range forecast, the week of boys baseball regional and girls softball sectional, the weather does not look great either. So it's been a very dry spring. A lot of events, both junior high and high school, were able to get in with no problem. However, Mother Nature seems to be going, hey, listen, I gave you all of spring. I'm going to start getting some things going here. And unfortunately, I'm going to do them right here at the end of the regular season and postseason. But again, we plan on covering the Rangers and Rangerettes baseball and softball as far as they go in postseason. Weather permitting, availability permitting, we want to be there and we want to bring those games to you. And as we wrap up our final podcast here for 25-26, we want to thank for everybody for listening to this podcast all year. We want to thank everybody for listening to all the broadcasts, football, basketball, baseball, and softball. And we especially want to thank all of our sponsors that allow us to do this each and every night of the high school sports season. And of course, each and every once a month for this podcast. We do truly, really appreciate it. So with that, with our final podcast of the Bouncing Around BCHS podcast, signing off for the 25-26 school year, Danny Zerwinski, thank you for listening and have a great summer, everybody.